This is a situation where Councillor Michael Clark was on a tour of the Ballyshannon area. He's a member of Independent Ireland, and he was in Ballyshannon, and he was talking about the public toilets in Ballyshannon that weren't open, and that is correct, they're not open. But I want to say that I am working very hard and advancing them to get them opened. And I am looking for funding, and I believe that we can get funding for to open the public toilets in Ballyshannon, because they're very important. They've been closed for quite a number of years. I would like to say at this stage that Bus Éireann have the public toilets open in the bus depot, and they're open from 7 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock in the evening, ladies and gents. And I find it ironic all the same that Councillor Clark, who is in sitting on Sligo County Council for quite a number of years, and a population of 40,000 there, and there's no public toilets at all in Sligo. So it's ironic that he comes to Ballyshannon to talk about toilets in Ballyshannon when he cannot get toilets in Sligo. And I am very, aware of the no public toilets, as I say, been in Ballyshannon, but I'm also very proactive in getting them restored to Ballyshannon.
And Councillor, do you feel, I guess, in a sense, that that criticism is almost a bit unfair in terms of what's going on in Ballyshannon and the public toilets? Because like you're saying there, I guess that, you know, it's...
Well, I find it very, unfair. The fact is that this Councillor Clark has been sitting on Sligo County Council for quite a number of years, and that they have not, or he has not mentioned Sligo as regards public toilets, but that he felt to come to Ballyshannon and stand outside along with another member of his party to criticise what's going on in Ballyshannon. We are working very, very hard in Ballyshannon to restore Ballyshannon and on the restoration situation that exists there in the market yard, and working very, very hard on that, and working very hard to get public toilets restored to Ballyshannon. And I certainly hope by mid-season of next year, please God, that public toilets will be in there. So I would ask Michael Clark, he's entitled to, as part of his constituency, he's entitled to say that, but he should look at his own town first before he criticises any other town.